Hello, this is Richard Jacobs from Speakeasy Marketing. Today I'm going to talk about the answer to the question, or at least one of the answers, of why don't more people retain me? Why don't more people hire me? Now, there's many, many reasons, and for each person, obviously, it's going to be different. But there is one important slice of this that I want to talk about that'll probably be very instructive to you. People that have legal problems, they don't have legal problems every day, hopefully, unless they're a glutton for punishment. Okay, so when they want to hire a lawyer, they don't know how to find one that's good. So in the absence of knowing how to find someone that's good or a referral, they got to figure it out. How do they figure it out? Well, they'll look at stuff like reviews. Do you have reviews? How many reviews? Are they good, etc.? They do look for experience. So they want to see that you're knowledgeable. But more importantly, they want to see that you have an answer to their specific question. So if they're a divorce candidate and they're 26 years old and they have no assets and they're married and they have no kids and they just want to get a quick and dirty divorce, well, they want to know that you can handle that stuff. Conversely, if I'm 56 years old, I have a business that I own, I have two homes, grown children, and I'm getting divorced and there's a lot of assets to divvy up and I'm considering and looking at the terrible possibility of lifetime alimony, well, I'm a very different creature, and I'm going to look for very different things than an attorney. How do I choose the right one? Well, so you may think, well, I spend a lot of time with clients. I'm very thorough. I'm a super lawyer. I have 30 years experience. I've done hundreds of cases or, dozens of trials. People don't know that. They may not even know that even after going to your website. They may call you, and you got to let them know that because they may not sit there and remember that or any of that, So how do you let people know that you're the one to hire amongst everyone else? And this is a very, very tough question. But if you at least start with the perspective of the person, of the client, and knowing that they don't know who to hire or how to hire or any of that, now you could start assembling all the things that normally would give someone good indicators that they should hire you versus someone else. So some of those things are, again, lots of reviews. Another thing you can do is you can author a book in a specific practice area because people that author books are perceived as experts. And you probably heard about that from our Speak a Book program. Another thing you can do is have a lot of articles that talk about specifics and different areas within a practice area. Again, I just picked divorce for this audio. Divorce with assets. With no assets, young people, old people, long-term marriage, kids, no kids, spouse from another country, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can do this, by the way, for any practice area, so don't think that, he's just talking about divorce. Again, DUI. You can talk about breath test refusals, roadblocks, driver's license suspension, field sobriety tests, blood tests. Insurance, probation, anything. It's on and on and on and on and on, endless. So if you're assembling some or all of these factors, now let's talk about credentials. You want to get some credentials. So you do want to have badges like Super Lawyer, AVO Top Contributor, Million Dollar Advocates Club, Board Certified, Member of NACDL or NOSCR, Picture on a Magazine, written an article for Forbes, been on ABC TV, any of these things, conducted, 1,000 cases, etc. That's another piece to this puzzle of someone figuring out, is this person good or not? Again, I mentioned reviews and testimonials, also very important. So if you think about all these things together and you perceive yourself from the outside as a potential client might perceive you, now you can get a better idea on how you can craft your message and all those things so that you can attract more people and get them to call you. So I hope that this audio hasn't gone all over the place. I try to stay on topic here and I hope it's helpful to you. If you want to take this further and actually go through a set down predefined process I call credential extraction, which will really flesh out all the areas that I've thought of over time that will help credentialize you and get you more clients, contact SpeakeasyMarketingINC.com or call 888-225-8594. Take care.